are your station, 88.9 KETR. And once again on a Friday morning, let's introduce Alice Reese, the movie reviewer for the Greenville and Rockwall Herald Banner. Good morning, Alice.
Good morning, Scott.
A few movies to touch on for this weekend, and we start with the movie about, I don't know what kind of whale. Was it a whale?
Yes.
Big Miracle?
Yes.
Okay. Big Miracle. Take it away.
It's three whales, gray whales. And this is actually a family-friendly movie that is pretty good. And it's based on a true story. And when they say that most of the time, it's kind of like, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
But this one really is, okay. Except for that they make up this romantic comedy aspect of it between Drew Barrymore, who is this Greenpeace activist, and John Krasinski, who is a reporter who reports about the plight of the whales. The rest of it's true. And it turned out in 1988 to be a really big story. These three gray whales were trapped beneath the ice. They needed to complete their migration 5,000, I don't know, many miles south, but they couldn't get out because the ice started sooner in Alaska. And they were trapped. And so this thing eventually involved a whole big Save the Whales coalition, which called together the natives, the Eskimo Inupiat, they're called, natives, the environmentalists, representatives of Big Oil, the National Guard, President Ronald Reagan, and Premier Mikhail Gorbachev.
Okay. Would it be giving anything away to tell us how they discovered that the whales were still actually there underneath the ice?
They saw them. One big hole in the ice, and they had to keep trying to make this hole larger because they're mammals and they have to breathe. This mm-hmm. was, you know, educational for me. I didn't understand. And so there were all kinds of things that they had to do to try to keep a hole in the ice so they could, you know, save them, allow them to live long enough to get out of there and to come up with a way to get them away.
So it works for all age groups?
Yes, it was wonderful.
Well, it's good to have a feel-good movie every once in a while.
Yes, it is, and it's a true story. And I vaguely remembered something about it, but not as much. I mean, it was all national news and international news.
As a critic, does that make it better for you if it kind of follows the true guidelines of
based on
a true story?
They mostly don't. They're always saying this true story, and then they get elements that are just so completely fabricated, you know, that ruin it. But this one pretty much is.
Let's talk about The Lady in Black.
This is not a true story. This is a horror film by the resurrected Hammer Films, which were during the 60s and 70s. This was the British film company that brought us all kinds of movies with Christopher Lee. And now it's come back, and the star of this is Daniel Radcliffe, Harry Potter himself, who's got an impressive grown-up role as a grieving widower who's a lawyer who is sent, this is a Gothic times in probably the 1850s, he's sent to straighten out the estate at a mansion far away in this remote place that's actually an island outside of it can only be reached when the tide is down, an island outside of a little town in London. And, of course, this place is haunted, you know, whatever.
Okay.
And this lady in black, who's veiled and always clad in mourning clothes, shows up. And the thing is that if a person actually sees this ghost, well, then a child is destined to die.
Oh, wow.
And so the people in the village try to keep their children hidden so that that this can't happen, and they don't want any strangers to come. And so he's not very well received. Anyway, it's got some leaps in logic, some things that never could really happen. But this is not the kind of horror film that we're used to, that we've had lately with all the buckets of blood and the gross-outs and whatever. This is the old-fashioned horror genre that's really, I think, a lot scarier.
How do you do with horror films? Is that something that you actually enjoy going to?
Not this. This kind I like. I don't like the modern-day ones mostly have all become comedies, like Scream.
Yeah.
You know, they're just gross-out Scream, gross-out.
Well, and some of them, like, they're not even realistic enough, even if they're not trying to be funny, they are funny.
Yes, that's unintentionally funny.
Yes.
Yes, we have a lot of that, too.
Yeah. Okay. And we're glad that one is not based on a true story, as you said. A Separation is the last one.
This is for Best Foreign Language Film Oscar. It's already won everything internationally, and it has a really good chance of being the winner in the Oscars later this month. It is from Iran, And it is strikingly very revealing to things. I don't know what I thought about what daily life is like in Iran, but I wouldn't have thought this. I didn't even, like, women are driving cars and have jobs, and I don't know, I had thought they were much more of an underclass than they are. But this is a simple story, but it's just absolutely riveting, about a woman who wants to leave Iran, and she wants her husband and child to come with her. The husband refuses to leave because his father has Alzheimer's, and he's got to take care of him, and he won't leave him behind. And so they decide to have a divorce, a separation. And to do this, their court system is absolutely, you know, I don't know, baffling, a little wacky. You go to court, and you present your own case, and then the judge decides which side he believes, and that's the way it goes. There aren't lawyers. There's not really, you don't have much of a chance. If you know, it's just kind of like whatever this guy decides right there on the spot.
Wow, I would not want to be in that situation.
And so, and then there's another part about it, because the man in question is accused of knocking a woman down the stairs, and there's another court case about that. Anyway, it sounds kind of like it would be really kind of simplistic and boring, but it is absolutely fascinating because the characters are so real, and we realize that they're just like we are.
Okay. And that is up for what award?
Best Foreign Language Feature. It's from Iran.
Sounds like a good group of movies to check out this weekend.
Yes, they are.
Thank you so much, Alice. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Alice Reese is the movie reviewer for the Greenville and Rockwall Herald-Banner and joins us each Friday at this time. We'll take a break, come back with your local newscast next.